Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and I am joined by my super Cali fragilistic expialidocious homeboy, G-Spot. What's up, man?
My man, Smooth, what's happening?
I'm good. Anyway,
always a
we
pleasure.
Want y'all to highlight us. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you don't want to call us, you can email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, we want to hear from you because, you know, G-Spot has a special place in his heart for all of y'all. It's like...
Yo, half of y'all, unless 75% of y'all are female. Y'all fellas, I don't give a damn. I'm just saying.
No homo.
Yo, keep your ass to the left side of San Francisco, dog. I ain't going there.
Anyway. It's up on the Smooth Drama Facebook show page. Just Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you see Smooth Drama, holla at us. We'll holla back. And
yo,
apparently,
my bad. I want to retract. If anyone's a homo, I apologize. I got gay friends. They just happen to all be females because we have the same interests, eating pussy. So if you're a male, you might want to, like, catch the show at 10 o'clock because we'll be done by then. Just saying. My bad.
Oh, okay. You're telling people not to listen to us.
Nah, dog. You know, my bad, man. You know, this is your show. I'm new. I'm the new cat in the game. I'm just saying, no homo. That's it. Keep the rules straight. That's all.
Okay. We're very hetero friendly. Here's what you're saying. Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
Speaking of being hetero friendly, and we're heroic with our heteroism. You know, because nowadays, everybody's heroic when they come out as gay. We're coming out the closet as heterosexual. We just gonna tell the world, you know what? We're heterosexual. And if you don't like that, me and G-Spot will tell you, we are lesbians, too.
All day, every day.
All day, every day. Anyway.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah. Hanging out this weekend, I saw some things, and it made me think, like, man. And, you know, we've talked about this, like why females have a hard time with dudes. And, you know, there's what we talk about, and then when you see it in action, it's like totally different. And it made me, you know, I'm a sociologist by heart, right? I'm sociology degree, whatnot. I thought I'm gonna name it full ball syndrome. That's
where
you're full ball syndrome. You're just predisposed to doing and saying things that will keep your balls full and never get them empty. Case in point.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah, you tell me. The first one, talking about bitches and saying the word, and I'm saying, like, saying bitches with women sitting with you. Like, you're sitting with women, and you're like, yeah, man, this bitch, da-da-da-da-da-da, and this bitch, da-da-da-da-da-da. That's a recipe for keeping your balls full.
No doubt.
You know, I thought it was one of those things that you normally wouldn't do, you wouldn't say. I mean, most cool people, like ourselves, I just don't come up. I can't see us sitting with the ladies, and then we're like, yeah, these bitches out here, blah 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 blah. It just it don't seem like proper conversation.
Absolutely. Second, agree.
Break out pictures of women on your phone while you're sitting with women.
Ooh, that's a no-no.
Like, you know, hey, G-Spot, check this out. This woman right here, this one I'm fucking right here, you know what I'm saying? He getting it in. I mean, right there with women. You break
the
phone. And you know, another one of those things that most cool people we don't think about. What's
that?
Another one. Grinding on strangers, even though you're not at the club. It's, you know, just to walk up to somebody and just stand next to them. It's like, hey, you mind if I grind on you, even though I didn't ask your permission? Most
Woo.
Most cool people don't do that. And you know, if you want your balls empty at the end of the night, that's generally not a good idea. Or
that is correct.
Well, and weigh in on this, like, decide not to listen to the ladies. When they're talking, you just decide, you know what? I'm not even talking to y'all. I'm talking to the fella. I'm just gonna ignore the ladies altogether.
Yeah. You definitely stay on a full tank doing that shit.
Yeah. Oh, and last but not least, get mad and start talking crazy to the ladies.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, they not cooperating with your craziness. So you're like, these bitches is tripping.
Yeah.
With it,
when you should be looking. Yeah, after you pulled out the phone, looking at some other female up in your phone, plus trying to grind on the girl up in the club,
and
stupid shit.
Not in the club. Not in the club.
Not even the club. We talking like at a bus stop or some stupid shit in the library, or the grocery store that got like five shopping carts to fit in the lane, but you act like your shopping cart only fits all up next to her ass. I got
pretty.
You. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that one. See,
these
are the primary symptoms of men who suffer from full ball syndrome.
Smooth. I'm happy you did your research, dog. And I know you had to go deep in the archives of Google to find some research up in this, because I know me and you cannot relate. Everything you just said right now, I had to, like, really understand what you were talking about, because I don't know what you're talking about. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right. Well,
so yeah, man.
I didn't know what I was talking about until I saw it, and then you're like, well, damn, is that what you other motherfuckers do?
Man, that's a damn shame, dog.
I mean, it's tough. When you start thinking about it, like, oh, okay. So that's what y'all do. And then look around and start talking crazy to the ladies because they can't understand why you crazy.
Yo, I'm serious, man. We have any listeners, please chime in. We need help in this subject matter. Because I'm telling you, man, I don't even know. I can't even relate. We need help. You don't have to call in. If you don't want to call in, that's okay. You can send an email. You can hit us up on Facebook. I actually wish you would call in because I want to see how sad you sound. We try to help you out up in here. I mean, but you know, please call.
If you have any experiences like this that you would like to share, I mean, because we don't understand it. I could barely understand it, and it made me like I created a whole syndrome. I'm thinking we need to come up with a smooth drama dictionary. That's what we need. Where we come up with our own terms.
I like it, dog. I like it. We're working on that. Urban dictionary ain't got nothing on us, dog. We got
all right. Smooth full ball syndrome. And ladies, if you have any candidates for the full ball syndrome, please feel free to tell us, and we will every week we can shout out the gentlemen who are suffering from full ball syndrome.
Just put them on blast.
Yeah, well, what we can do is we can do some instructional videos. We can show them, tell them how not to say and do things that will keep your ball full. Because empty balls make the world go round, right? I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. We were a study. As a matter of fact, if you're a Facebook fan, just posted a survey that the results we're going to do a show on. So feel free, you get a chance to jump onto our Smooth Drama Facebook page, take that survey. It's anonymous, so you can do your thing, and we look forward to talking about the results on the air.
Man, it's a great survey. Do it with your girlfriends. I'm telling you, y'all going to be laughing, have some drinks, sucking up on some wine, you know, smoking some good herbs, whatever, man. Do the survey. You're going to be balling. You're going to be laughing. I'm telling you. And then you're going to be hitting up Smooth and G-Spot because, you know, we're going to handle some of that. But you got to check out the survey to see what's up. You know what I mean?
Well, speaking of handling that, they did this survey. You know I like talking about stupid surveys, right? So there was this survey where it was like they paid $100,000, BBC did, talking about how black people like chicken. I'm like,
wow.
I've heard of other people doing it. It's like, but $100,000 to study black people and ask them, why do they like chicken?
Yo, someone got paid on some dumb shit.
Well, it just shows me we in the wrong line or we need to get into that business where we do scientific studies on why people like chicken or beef or whatever the hell. If it's $100,000 top, we need to be in on that. We need to get our research license. 100G?
Yo.
You can split that.
Yo, I'll take a discount.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to take a discount, though. Why?
Hey.
Why we got a discount?
Yo, free money is good money, dog.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, we can do a sociological experiment and doesn't necessarily have to be about liking chicken. I mean, because we know people like chicken. Black people like chicken because we cook it and it tastes good. And if y'all cook it, it's not going to taste good. So...
y'all better stick to like your organic lettuce or some shit.
Well, I mean, you know, I've always wondered and it's not a dig on white people, but it's like cheese and what? I mean, why? Am I like black people like chicken? Why do white people like eating like pieces of cheese, not on a sandwich, just like a piece of block cheese by itself? Just like it's yep. like that every week, peanut butter and jelly almost.
Yeah, that shit made no sense.
I've always wondered. Like, I mean, I've had cheese before, but like just
a sandwich.
right. But just by itself, like, man, cheese and these grapes, man, it's off the chain. Like, I don't get it.
And while you bullshitting, you paying like $10 for a little block of cheese.
Right. By itself.
Like, by itself.
By itself.
Damn well, you could put that damn slice of cheese on a damn hamburger for $5 and you'd be more than happy. But no, you're trying to eat block cheese for $10 and grapes. Starve
yes.
your ass.
Right. So basically, we're saying that you're eating cheese. Maybe that's why they're upset, the constipation. That's why they shoot black people.
I want some chicken.
Anyway.
But I can't sell out.
We're just going to go on break now. We need a break. This is Kanye West. Get him high.
Your motherfucking hand.
Get on high.
All the girls pass the weed to your motherfucking man.
Get on high.
Now I ain't never tell you to put down your hand.
Get on high.
And if you're losing your high, then smoke again.
Get on high.
Now, my flow is in the pocket like Wallace. I got the bounce like hydraulics. They can't call it. I got the swirl like alcohol. My freshman year, I was going through hella problems. Still, I bit up the nerve to drop my ass about a call. My teacher said I'm the loser. I told her, why don't you kill me? I give a fuck if you feel me. I'm gonna follow my heart. And if you follow the charts or the plaques or the stack, you ain't gotta get through back. You see, I'm so shy that you thought I was bashful. But this bastard's flow will bash its goal. And I will cut your girl like past the troll. And I don't usually smoke but pass the drone. And I won't give you that money that you asking for. Why you think me and Dane cool, we assholes. That's why we hear your music getting fast pro. Cause we don't wanna hear that weak shit no more. Go, your motherfucking hand.
Get on high.
All the girls pass the weed to your motherfucking man.
Get on high.
Now I ain't never tell you to put down your hand.
Get on high.
And if you're losing your high, then smoke again.
Get on high.
Now, who the hell is this? Emailing me at 11:26. Telling me that she 3626. Plus double D, you know how girls on Black Planet B when they get bubbly at NYU, but she hailed from Kansas. Right now she's just lamping, chilling on campus. Sent me a picture with a feeling on Candace. Who said her favorite rapper was the late great Francis? W-H-I-T, it's getting late, mommy. Your screen saver say tweet, so you got to call me and bring a friend for my friend. His name Quali.
You mean Talib, never speak to your rib.
I mean,
that's my favorite CD that I play in my crib.
I mean,
you don't really know him. Why is he lying?
You're quiet. You don't believe me. Please pick up the line. You gon' think that I'm lying. Just spit a couple of lines. And maybe I'll be able to give a dick all the time and get a high. Yeah.
Ow.
I can't believe this nigga used my name for picking up dimes. So
get on high.
This is trash, you trying to pull tracks out. And my rhymes is in the blow, you trying to blow backs out. Well, okay,
get on high.
Twisting my arm, I'll assist with the charm. And yo,
ain't you meet that chicken that conflicts with your mom?
Get on high.
But well, she got some bougie behavior. Always got something to say like an okay player hater.
Get on high.
I don't usually fuck with the internet.
Get on high.
Control, cutting they arm like nigga rip. You really fucking that much, you trying to get on cigarettes. And she think it's fly, she ain't met a real nigga yet.
No.
I apologize if I come off a little inconsiderate. I got the bubble cushion, the sister could get ahead of it.
Get on like noon or the moon or room filled with smoke. A hype filled with dope. Y'all assumed I was doomed out of doom, but I still feel the note. The real nigga quote. Real
rappers is hard to find, like a remote. Control rappers out of you, stupid, still got love. That's why I abuse you who are not thugs. Rock love like Tiger Woods in the hood. To have my own reality show called Soul Survivor. I'm stole on lava, niggas and you. You's a bitch, I got one that is thicker than you. How could I ever let your words affect me? They say you're about to dead, I'm here to resurrect me. Mark is too sexy to even make songs like me. That's why the raw don't know your name. Like Alicia Keys, too many beats in them seats. Ever, uses is popular. 12,000 fans, nobody got the cop in a album. How come you the hot garbage job? The gear's clear, your image is souped up. Label got you souped up, telling you you sick when you a dick with a loose nut. Video art to watch like Medusa. Even your club record need a booster. Timmed up with a pimp cup, illiterate nigga. Read the info, ran across your head. I'm Grand King like Simba, voted in Denver. I ain't a mad rapper, just an MC with a temper. You dancing for money like honey, I did this my way. So when the industry crashed, I survived like Kanye. Sitting through wires and fires, MC's retiring. Got your hands up, get the motherfucker tired.
Go your motherfucking hands.
Get on high.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Kanye West. Get him high.
That's a dope song, man. How dope that song is.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, because, you know, I get my boogie on in between the breaks. It's like I do them dance moves nobody don't know nothing about and probably never should know anything about.
You ain't lying, dog.
Yeah.
That should look good when you by yourself.
Exactly. It's like the greatest move ever. Y'all don't even know. I'm busting that groove, and it's like, if you walk in on me, it's like, bam, I'm in a B-boy pose. Like, yeah, you saw that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435.
That's like the fellas, man. They be taking off on the free throw line, doing a finger roll. Yo, as a video game, that should look good. In real life,
See, I wasn't trying to go there with you, man. I wasn't even going to say it.
Anyway, next topic.
Yeah, next topic. Oh, speaking of taking off from the free throw line, finger rolling. Hormonal birth control is one step closer to becoming reality. There's a global clinical trial to test the effectiveness of hormonal contraceptive shots for men. It's going to successfully suppress sperm production in nearly 96% of the men who completed the study. They said when the trial concluded, more than 75% of the participants said they'd be willing to continue receiving the shots as their main method of contraception. Yeah, it was mild reactions to the shot, they said. Of course, you're not going to find out until you start taking the shot and you find out and make one ball bigger than the other or make your nose hair extra
long.
But
I guess if you're taking the shot, that's because you're handling your business. So in that regard, good for you.
My thing with this is you see there are pills to make your dick hard, right? And now we're talking about a shot that will stop you from producing sperm. I'm like, isn't that like, if you're going to limit my testosterone, then, I mean, that's kind of, I don't know. it doesn't seem like the two go hand in hand.
Yeah, especially if you're trying to, like, nut up all the face and shit. You need, like, full blast. You don't need no squirt, squirt.
Oh, wow.
My bad. Y'all say that out loud?
Yeah, you said that out loud. But
man, where's the mute button up there?
Yeah, but you see, where did they do the survey? They did this survey in, like, 1999, South Africa, China, places. And it reminded me of, that subtle racism. You know, that racism that ain't said, it just kind of happened. Like, I'm watching this commercial, right, G-Spot, and it's for birth control of Mirena. And who's in the commercial? It's like black folks, and they show them in the grocery store, and the kids is like knocking stuff over in the grocery store, knocking watermelons off the stand.
Are you serious, Mo?
I'm serious as a heart attack. I saw it. I'm like,
Yeah.
So, birth control commercial with light skin, black people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're knocking off watermelons in the grocery store, which I'm like, okay. And see, when I see birth control, I never see white people in the birth control commercials. I always see people of color. I'm not going to say it's racist. It's like close to being racist, like a cousin of racism, like that subliminal.
Right.
Show backyard, like, just in case you weren't ready to have any more kids, we have Mirena. Now, of course, Mirena had like 500 other side effects, like close your windpipe, something like
that.
You could, if you have a sore and you bleed, you may bleed out. I mean, it was just like crazy side effects like they always have. But I'm just stuck on the fact that, you know, birth control, they always show black people. And when we talk about it, it's white people. Because they don't want the abortions. Now, people can say, hey, Smooth, you tripping, you being racist. But I think we talked on the show about Ireland. No, Italy. Italy had a day where they basically was promoting, hey, please have sex and have kids. Italy. They had a whole day.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
That's a good.
I think we have a caller. Caller, we're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you for asking. Thank you for asking. But no. What was the exact? Because I'm asking this because I don't want to say the wrong thing. What was the exact topic again?
You asked about the topic.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I was actually talking about, well, we were talking about Mirena, which was a birth control commercial that I happened to see on TV, and it had black folks and the kids knocking over watermelons, and I'm like, it's subliminal racism.
It is, but it seems like there's this other commercial that I've seen that there was this black woman who basically, make a long story short, and I'm going to tie this into the topic, where this black woman proposed to this black man. And the whole point of this commercial, it was basically saying that black women are so manly that black men can't, that when they date them. But see, here's the thing with that. It's based off of culture. Like, okay, in ancient Africa and in modern day Africa as well, when a man laid down with a, well, it also depends on what tribe you're in, but if a man laid down with a woman, that man basically said to that woman, by me laying down with you, not only am I accepting you as a part of me, maybe as a wife or whatever, concubine, whatever, if you get pregnant, you know what that means, right? If you get pregnant, it is my responsibility as a...
I can't get rid of you?
Hmm?
No.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. But no, but it was saying is that I had a... But here's my point. Because if that was the type of thing, we let the government that we are under, instead of letting our culture make the rules, instead of letting our culture say what is right or wrong, which can depend on the person, we have let a government that has been designed to oppress us make the rules. See, let me put out inside of the media, for example. The majority, I'm not going to say it, but the majority of black celebrities also endorse things like birth control pills and in terms of those type of commercials and advertising by saying that we as blacks need to do this. You know, I mean, obviously, you know who the rapper Lil Boosie, right?
Yeah, I've heard the name, but I refuse to listen. But go ahead.
Well, me, I don't listen to the modern rap anymore because of certain reasons, most modern rap. But
yeah.
This man, yeah. He went. He's notorious for and this ties into the topic. This man is notorious for him making music about not only killing black men, but also killing white police officers, right? He's notorious for him going to prison. And now that he's out of prison, he's more popular than he's ever been. He was interviewed. He was asked, basically, what do you think about the police officer shooting us down in the street? Now, remember, this man said, well, we need to stop killing ourselves. Wait, hold on a second. This man has made millions of dollars off the black, off the back of the black community by making music of us killing ourselves and killing cops. And this man has basically said it's our fault. So it really goes, it goes deeper. It goes extremely deep.
Well, I thank you, brother, for calling. Where are you calling from?
Jacksonville, Florida.
All right. Well, hey,
Jacksonville in the house.
And you know, I hope you call back, and we will address what you just got through talking about here in a second. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. First, yeah, I mean, but what you're talking about, addressing what the brother just said. Every celebrity does that. I mean, it's what we were talking about with Kaepernick. All of these cats, Jerry Rice, they come out and they attack Kaepernick, but they don't attack the problem. So when the Lil Boosie, who, as the brother said, made music talking about killing people, black people in particular, Smoke Brother, and then he'll say, well, yeah, we have to stop killing ourselves. Yeah, no. Because there's black on black crime, and then there's talking about the real issue when the police kill unarmed black folks. Two totally different issues. They're not related. I mean, and yeah, we know this. I mean, as far as celebrity goes, I mean, hey, they'll say anything to keep themselves relevant. And, you know, dudes going to jail and spending a lot of quality time with other men in small, confined, sweaty places, and then coming out more popular, that's not really a shock. We live in that the era of Glee and all these other homoerotic, or as you said, G-Spot, at the beginning of the show, non-hetero spaces that,
yes.
Let's keep that on track. Yeah, we don't frequent the non-hetero spaces. Nothing against it. As dude said on one show in Atlanta, it's just not super important to us. It may
keep
be important, but it's not super important to us. But yeah, I'm always shocked and amazed that people are shocked and amazed that we have self-hate. I mean, the self-hate that we got is so serious, but we never talk about serious stuff like Oakland PD. Did you hear Oakland PD, four more cops are supposed to be fired in the Bay Area,
yes,
for their pimping?
Yes, it's getting exposed.
Yeah, Jasmine Abuslin, said she had sex with multiple officers, and I guess four more are going to be fired. Because I guess Oakland PD, they were just pimping. They were listening to them Too Short songs, too, and was like, you know what? We gonna be there.
That was funny.
What's my favorite word?
For real, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty much where we're at. I mean, every week, more officers end up in this report. So it's like, I don't even know, because you can't really keep track. But I think we're at like 30-some officers at this point. So, I mean, that's like pimping, right? Ain't that like pimping?
Yeah.
You know, if I call you up and I'm like, hey, you know, I got this youngster, you want to hit that? You're like, yeah. Well, what about my boys? Can you hit that too? Yeah, of course. She down? I mean, it's like they're just passing her on to everybody. It ain't
mm-hmm.
one or two. It's not one or two. It just, the number just keeps rolling. I mean, they fired four, and then seven others were suspended without pay. And now they just keep adding to the total.
Yeah.
Shout out to the pimps down at the Oakland PD, showing us how real pimps and players put it down.
Yeah, congratulations for coming out in the limelight. Good job, dumbass.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. Are they going to go to jail, though? Are they going to go to real jail?
Hell no.
How can you be fucking youngsters ruining their lives, but they don't have to go? They just, like, dude got suspended with pay. I mean, without pay, but still, you don't go to jail. They got fired. That's like rape, right? Ain't that like rape?
You would think, but
yeah,
you know.
I mean,
They'll find a way around it.
Yeah, but rapists don't get fired, right? They go to jail.
Yeah, they do go to jail. But
right.
They ain't no cop.
Yeah,
they ain't no cop.
So if you
a cop, it's handled differently.
Right. If you want to rape somebody and get away with it, you have to become a cop first.
Exactly. Pass the academy first.
Yeah.
They take him.
Right.
I guess that polygraph exam don't mean shit.
But you don't even need a polygraph. I mean, you know, it's not like they ask you, hey, are you going to rape little girls or little boys? They don't ask that. They're just like, hey, are you willing to shoot unarmed black people? And they're like, yeah. So hired. Can you make run?
that was fucked up, man.
Right, but these are
keeping it 100. Keeping it 100.
Ain't these the questions and the answers? I mean, what are the qualifications to be a cop nowadays? You're able to shoot unarmed black folks, rape little girls. Bar's not high. Bar's not high at all.
Yeah, man. So much for protecting the peace, huh?
No. Oh, to serve.
It's more like protecting to peace of ass.
Oh, lots of ass. Because you know, if we're talking about this one girl, how many are they really talking about?
Oh, exactly. It's going to come out of woodworks.
Talking about. But, hey, what do I know? We gonna go on break because I can't. I'm in a bad place. We gonna get back in a good place, and I'm gonna go do a dance. This is little brother, sincerely yours.
Please don't poke it.
I walk with the swag of a letter man. No amateur here, I'm a veteran. You couldn't find many more who is better than Big Pooh when he rocking the mic. No games, no hype, just minds and skills. Pure determination and a heart full of will. My nigga take a low, held me down for real. But it's time now for me to ante up on the bill. Cause at the point when we signed our deal, I was 3 years young, now I'm 5+ some. Right to the beat of Knife's wonderful drum, overhung by the snare and the bass line. It's FaceTime, commentators, they deface my place. I pick up the pace cause I belong here. Marathon man, I'm last in the chariot. I got up on the pick and block to bury it. Letter goes out to whoever I read it. Please share it with the world cause I won't repeat it. Believe me, I know who all need it. So for you, I wrote this letter. Check it out. I woke up with an epiphany. What? It's like the feeling came over me. What? It's right here where I'm supposed to be. So for you, I wrote this letter. I awoke with a lot on my chest, and every breath that I took, it wasn't getting any better, P. I swear, some niggas wish they could replace me. No bullshit, I watched the rumors chase me, till they had me in the corner. I mean, my back against the wall, yo, I thought I was a goner. I let the pressure get the best of, I let words make a mess of what's left of my pride, but I refuse to hide behind silence and smiles. It's been a while, so you hearing me now. Remember every foul comment that you motherfuckers spoke well. I rock him niggas now, no joke. This is no hope. Back to bench scrubs like Tremaine folks. Coast to coast, please put up a toast. For the most, slept on. Better open up your eyes for your ass get stressed on. This letter goes out to whoever wants to read it. Please share it with the world, cause I won't repeat it.
Designed by Frank William Miller Jr., executive producer, Lois and Carmen Denominator. On behalf of everyone at the UBN Network, this is your announcer, Pete Rosenberg, saying thank you for tuning in to the biggest colored show on earth.
Together, you guys, smooth, drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Lil Brother. Sincerely yours, off one of my favorite albums, The Minstrel Show. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. G-Spot, you're a veteran, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I got something that's close and dear to your heart, if you care to put something near your heart. You know, we talked last week, California National Guard says that they gave, like, $4 million in bonuses to some soldiers, right?
Okay.
Yeah, they said there was some military enlistment bonus scandal where they paid them too much money, which I thought was funny as hell because I'm like, hold on, you paid soldiers who got bullet shooting
risking their life,
right?
Yeah,
too much money.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was 9,700 soldiers that they said was part of the bonus scandal. Only they can't find 4,000 of the soldiers. Like, apparently they don't exist. So I'm wondering, where do you think that money went? You want to take a guess on it?
Yeah, I'm thinking whoever had access to those funds obviously appropriated something quite dearly close to home to themselves. But it sounds like you have something very specific in mind, Smooth. Where do you think those funds were appropriated?
Oh, it's like there's 4,000 names that you make up who probably died a long time ago, and there's $4 million. I'm thinking we going to the Bahamas, right? I'm calling your AG. Right. Check it out. I got $4 million. You want to go to Bahamas?
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
We gone.
We gone. I mean, we ain't even got it. I mean, because it could be like a tour of all the islands. We can just like hit every one of them.
Yeah.
I don't think money is a problem.
Yeah.
$4 million. Yeah, it's handled. So we like we take like $400,000 and just island skip, find us hotels and make it happen. I mean, just as a guess, I'm thinking that's kind of what happened.
Yeah. But speaking of going to the islands, if you ever go to Jamaica, Bahamas, St. Thomas, ooh, Lord, I tell you, boy, the women there are thick.
Yeah.
And they are sexy. And they will handle their business. Especially if you're showing up with money like that. Shit. That's all she wrote.
If you're flashing money, one, you're a sucker. Two, you probably don't get killed.
Yeah, you flashing money, you having a one-way trip.
Right. But yeah, it's funny how it started off one story talking about, oh, we paid these soldiers too much, which I was like, yeah, I don't think you can pay soldiers enough. Then two, now we can't find 4,000 of them. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Speaking of okay. I don't know if you've been following this election. I've tried to, but I kept falling asleep. I don't know if you saw Joe Biden talking about Donald Trump. Like, I want to take him behind the gym.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, why would you say that?
He trying to get his little 5 seconds of fame again because he didn't do shit last time.
Yeah, I mean, but I want to take him behind the gym. Didn't we start off the show talking about, hey, keep that to yourself?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not inviting another dude behind the gym because behind the gym, you know, that's where they're getting it in.
Yeah. Especially when you old and white.
You know, it's funny you say that because my worst nightmare is at 24-hour fitness is like I dread having to go to the bathroom because I know I'm going to walk in that locker room and it's going to be an old white man bent over with his balls halfway down to his ankles just dangling.
Thinking he looked good, too. My man just benched like 50 pounds. He coming up in there. Look at my balls hanging. Motherfucker, I ain't trying to see your balls, dog. Put a damn towel. They give them to you for free.
Right. Well, on top of that, I'm talking about in the shower, right? There's a curtain. None of them use it. There's a curtain. You can close it, but do they? Hell no.
No.
He's at edge. He ain't even in the water. He's at the edge, bent over. Once again, balls hanging down. Because at that point, you know, they have just insanely long balls. It's like, oh, come on, man. Are you serious?
So, and yeah, while you bullshit, but you bullshit, them balls are damn full, too. This motherfucker ain't got no game. No game, trying to grind up in the shopping cart in the supermarket.
You know what? Maybe that's why they hang down so low because they're so heavy and full. Full ball syndrome is the reason why old men have long dangling balls. We just solved the problem.
You know what? You're right, dog. Because you know, me and you, doggy. Females be like, damn, your shit's firm.
Come on, man. Come on.
Woo.
Firm balls. We resorting to talking about firm balls now?
Yo, I love my life, doggy. Life is good. Welcome to the Bay Area. Yo, I'm going to say something right quick to our listeners, all right? So I know my man Smooth, man, for like 15 plus years from back in San Diego. So I come up to the Bay Area, and he's like, I'm like, yo, dog, I'm coming to the Bay Area. I'm going to hang out. You in Oakland? He's like, yeah, all right, cool. He's like, yo, I love the Bay Area because there's so many gay men. And I was like, okay, did something happen I did not know about because that was very awkward? And he's like, fuck you. The reason I'm happy because there's more women for heteros like us because there's more gay men. I was like, oh, okay. That makes sense. And you know what?
Yeah.
I love the Bay Area, dog.
I'm glad you love the Bay Area, man. So
easy pickings.
Anyway, speaking of easy pickings, we gonna move on now that you didn't give your shout out and love out to the Bay Area. No homo. you heard about the singer Seven Streeter who wanted to do the national anthem for the Philadelphia 76ers and they didn't let her because she had that shirt on that said We Matter. And
We Matter. They did her dirty.
Right, and so they're like, oh, we are sorry that this happened. And after receiving feedback from our players, basketball operations staff, and ownership group, we believe that the wrong decision was made, and Seven should have been welcome to sing. We apologize to her. And I'm like, you know, if I'm like, Seven, I'm like, fuck y'all. And I ask this question, why would you want to sing the national anthem?
I mean,
seriously, why would you want to sing the national anthem?
Yeah, it stands for everything that's not right now.
No, it hasn't ever been right.
No.
I mean,
exactly.
the dude who wrote it is a slave owner.
Right.
There's the lyrics that they left out where he's talking about obey your master.
Yeah.
Why are black people trying to sing the national anthem. I'm not even talking about standing up for it. I mean, if you want to stand up for it, hey, more power to you. I ain't going to hate. But why would you want to sing it? Just curious. I mean, one, they're talking, oh, we're sorry because we didn't let you sing it. And I'm like, no, you're not sorry. I'm sorry. I can tell you some things that you could be sorry about. Like, I met Adina Howard when I was working in San Diego at my first job. And we were in a room and we were talking and she was into me. But I couldn't pull the trigger because I was a fucking coward. So I'm sorry. Yeah. I had a chance at Adina Howard and I did not take it. I'm sorry about that. Would I be sorry about if I'm a racist, not letting you sing the national anthem because you had a We Matter shirt on? Probably not.
Yeah, man, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. That's why the team is 0-3 and they got first round picks every year, top five.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you live in Philly, like, why watch the game? I mean, if your team has no shot to win every game, I can't watch every game. Not that it matters because they're rich. They get paid out the frame regardless, but yeah, We Matter shirt, you can't sing the national anthem. We're sorry after the fact, after everybody complained, but at the same time, I ask the question, why? I don't want to sing a song, and if you don't want me to sing the song, y'all, first. Second, I should smack myself because I want to sing the song. I'm just saying.
Nope. Hey, Smooth, real quick.
Real quick.
Adina Howard.
Adina Howard.
With a song like Freak Like Me.
Yeah.
My Up and Down from an album called Do You Wanna Ride.
Yeah.
You choked it. Don't ever say that again.
No, see, there's a backstory to this because
we appreciate your honesty, but yeah.
No, see, my homie, Black Steel, occasional co-host and contributor to the show, he actually hung out with them that weekend. He didn't call me, though.
Okay.
You know, one, if he's listening, he ghost listens every now and again. I still hate you for not calling me. I'm just saying that on the air. So if you heard this, I'm talking about you. You know what I'm talking about because you ain't called me, sucker. Two, hey, I'm saying it's what I'm sorry about. I'm sorry. I wouldn't be sorry about not singing the anthem, but I'm sorry about not going at Adina Howard when I had a chance. And yes, I know all that. So yes, I'm sorry about that. I'm confessing. This is my confession, like Usher, live on the air. I'm showing my vulnerability. I'm putting my heart and soul out there for y'all so y'all can know the things that affect me inside.
Hey, for all you listeners, all our listeners, man, if you know Adina Howard, please give her a shout out and say that Smooth is still hurting over that incident.
See, why are you trying to cut me deep? Why are you trying to cut me deep? That's not right. That is not right at all. I can't even believe you went there, but it's okay. I'm strong. I can take it. Like, the whole game, I will survive. Damn it. Anyway, I am Mr. F the N word, and this is another Smooth Drama production. Y'all know what it is. We out, but we gonna be back. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast, Smooth. She is the lady with her head.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got Smooth. Drama.
smooth.